I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question...
Oh, are you smarter than Katie? Yeah, da, da,
da, da, da, da, Lily from Elk Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
You are an English teacher, correct? Uh-oh. English learner teacher?
Yes.
I don't know how Kevin wrote that out. English learner teacher.
Yes. Well, I'm an English learner specialist.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Basically, all the students who speak other languages than English, I make sure that they're progressing correctly and that proper interventions are in place so that they're getting the adequate support that they need.
Oh, cool.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah, so give me good juju.
You're doing God's work.
Oh, thank you.
Lily, you just have to get more questions right this morning than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Do you play Are You Smarter Than Katie every morning with us?
Yes. My daughter and I play in the car just about every day.
Oh, good. What's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Akira.
Akira.
Excellent. All right.
But currently she fell asleep.
Oh, she's going to miss it? Oh, that's okay.
She's going to miss it.
That's a bummer.
All right. The jackpot today is $100. You just got to get more questions right than Katie. Ready to go?
Yes.
Gavin, ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. Question number one. Director Kevin Smith is taking the blame for no longer being on speaking terms with actor Ben Affleck. They used to be close friends after doing 6 films together.
Wow.
But that all stopped in 2006. Name the 1999 movie where Ben Affleck and Matt Damon played two renegade angels trying to exploit a loophole to get back into heaven.
Dogma.
She didn't even want to wait for you.
No. Question two. It was announced that actor Tom Hanks is in talks to play the puppet master Geppetto in a new Disney live-action version of Pinocchio. In the original Disney film, Pinocchio is lured by Honest John to what island?
I don't remember.
3 seconds.
Like the island where everybody makes bad
choices. 3, 2, 1. Nothing.
Question three.
Nothing.
Sad news that former President George H.W. Bush passed away over the weekend at the age of 94. He lived longer than any other U.S. president. If his son, George W. Bush, was elected the 43rd president, what number president was George H.W. Bush?
41.
Question four. Which two cities are you traveling between if the airport codes on your ticket are LEX and LGA?
Lexington to...
3 seconds.
LaGuardia.
And question five. Congratulations to Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra, who got married in her native India over the weekend. The wedding wasn't cheap. The plane tickets alone ranged from $1,300 to $21,000 for first class. If the average cost for the wedding venue and accommodations was about $92,000 per night,
oh my gosh,
about how much did they spend over 5 nights?
Okay, let me see.
$466,000. Katie!
Katie, this is Lily from Elk Grove.
Hi, Lily from Elk Grove.
Hi, Katie.
She's an English learner teacher, which she helps kids. English is
like
a second language.
ESL.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah.
English learner teacher?
That's what Kevin.
English is the second language.
Okay.
Right.
So we're okay. I'm getting it now.
Like Kevin.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
Am
I wrong about that?
No,
you're not.
First language.
It is?
Yes.
I'll bet your mother would disagree.
You don't speak like it is.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
I'll give you the point.
Definitely, if your parents spoke a different language, you are, as your first language, you're an English language learner.
What was that? Say that again.
I said, technically, if your parents spoke to you in a different language, then you're an English language learner.
He can't hear you, but even if he did, he wouldn't understand what you're saying.
So did your mom speak to you in Vietnamese?
Yes.
Then English is your second language.
I learned both at the same
time.
Okay, all right. Enough.
All right. Katie, you're going for your 147th win today. And as always, you can watch us do Are You Smarter Than Katie live right now on our Instagram live at end1065. Katie, are you ready?
I am.
Question one. Director Kevin Smith is taking the blame for no longer being on speaking terms with actor Ben Affleck.
Oh.
They used to be close friends after doing 6 films together, but that all stopped in 2006. Name the 1999 movie where Ben Affleck and Matt Damon played 2 renegade angels trying to exploit a loophole to get back into heaven.
Crap. 3 seconds. Three.
Chasing Amy. I know that's not right.
Matt Damon's not in Chasing Amy.
I disagree.
Dogma.
Dogma.
She's got me there.
Right.
Kill it in the no-name movie game, by the way.
Say that again?
You would kill it in the no-name movie game?
Oh, you're a movie girl?
There
good.
You go. Question two. It was announced that actor Tom Hanks is in talks to play Puppet Master Geppetto in a live-action Disney version of Pinocchio. In the original Disney film, Pinocchio is lured by Honest John to what island?
Pleasure Island.
Correct.
God darn it.
She said the island where people make bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Staten Island.
Right.
A.K.A. Pleasure Island.
Right. Question three. Sad news that former President George H.W. Bush passed away over the weekend at the age of 94. He lived longer than any other U.S. president.
Aww.
If his son, George W. Bush, was elected the 43rd president, what number president was George H.W. Bush?
41st.
Correct.
Man, I didn't realize that. I mean, I guess I knew, but I never thought about the fact that they were presidents so close to one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right, question four. Which two cities are you traveling between if the airport codes on your ticket are LEX and LGA?
Three seconds.
Okay. Lexington to Laguna.
You're close. Lexington.
The Laguna Airport.
I don't know. That it seems like that should exist somewhere.
Lexington was correct. LaGuardia in New York City.
Got it.
And question five. Congratulations to Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra, who got married over the weekend in her native India. The wedding wasn't cheap. The plane tickets alone ranged from $1,300 to $21,000 for first class. If the average cost for the wedding venue and accommodations was about $92,000 per night, how much did they spend over 5 nights?
Okay. Okay.
30, 30, 30, 30, 30,
30, 30, 30, 30
seconds.
5, 46. Okay, 460,000.
That is correct.
Can we stop being surprised that I can do math
now?
Wow! Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give her bigger numbers, right? So like sometimes.
But I figured it out.
But if the math is the same,
I know.
I think she finally figured out that if you just drop the zeros, you can do it faster.
But then you have to add the zeros at the end.
Listen, we can't get anything past you anymore.
That's right.
All right, so today's final score, Lily 3, Katie 3. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
Actually, it's Lily 2, Katie 3.
Oh, what? Which one did she miss?
She did not get number 4. She technically did not get number 4. Doesn't matter. You lost either way. You asked what two cities are you traveling, she said LaGuardia. That is incorrect. The city is New York City.
All right. If you're going on the technicality,
I would have given it to her.
It's a tricky one.
Right.
All right.
Well, okay. I'll give it to you. You still lost.
I mean, why did you have to bring it up anyway?
I will take my tie.
Say that again.
I said I will take my tie.
There you go.
We're
so glad that we finally learned about Kevin today.
Yes.
We learned so much.
Yeah.
And Lily, if you ever want to come and volunteer your services to teach Kevin English, we would love that.
I know English.
Do you, though?
I will come and do a mini lesson.
Okay, we can't wait. We got to videotape
a
that.
A mini lesson.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot. We'll play for $120 tomorrow. Her record stands at 147 wins and 28 losses. Kevin, quit styling your hair.
Kevin turned the camera to himself and was styling his hair.
By the way, can I add, I spent Saturday and Sunday with Kevin, and that was all he did the entire time was trying to style his hair.
I believe it. You spent 2 days with him?
Yeah, Saturday night we were in the Bay, and then we drove back on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Did you just sleep in the same room with him?
Yes. We got to talk about that later.
Okay.
But Lily, I am so sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Hold on. Let me. My daughter's going to say it.
Oh, nice.
I am equally as smart as Katie.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.